I was a little surprised by Tim Glover's comment in Tim Wood, where he suggested that is Treasury the best place department to be doing this, or whether local authorities should be going private. Considering Treasury collect all our taxes, I would make the point that if they aren't capable of doing it, who is? It seems a little concerning that members of Parliament are suggesting that private companies are better placed than their own civil service. And I just feel this is the latest in a long line of services being put onto ratepayers and away from central government, so less of a cost on the taxpayer through Treasury having to undertake this role, and ratepayers having to then fund private companies, perhaps at more expensive rate. This makes no logical sense except in that context, and it's mildly worrying that this is what is being discussed in Tynwald.
Why would you not consider collecting them yourself?
It is something we have talked about, but ultimately, I think not having Treasury collect the rates is the exception rather than the norm. And ultimately, the Treasury do collect rates for the vast majority of the island, collect rates for water and sewage, collect an awful lot of money through taxes. So they seem to be pretty well placed, or they should be pretty well placed, to collect our rates.
When you plan budgets, do you account for uncollected rates?
We do try and take into consideration that there will be a percentage, you know, between 10 and 5% that won't be collected. But the difficulty comes is historic rates, and sometimes rates will be paid on a historic basis. Sometimes they continue for a long time and you get new rates being unpaid. And that also trickles in over the year because people have up to 12 months to pay or longer. Then it becomes very difficult to predict